All right. I'm sorry I busted your chops like 5 minutes ago. Joe Gennaro, you're a great guy. Come up and tell your story. Can I say that Joe also did an excellent job hosting the, what even was it, like a
Geek Girls Bear All, a burlesque cabaret. Yeah.
Joe, an excellent host.
And it's true, during the show I did mispronounce our friend's name. So, Sanjay Harrison, I'm very sorry.
Oh, I love Sanjay.
Yeah, he's a good guy. So I can't believe I messed up his name.
Sanjay.
That's the proper pronunciation, that's correct. Of all the ends of the worlds, I mean, we are bombarded with different Armageddons and apocalypsi and ends of the worlds being nerds. There's nuclear holocausts, there's government takeovers, there's asteroids, dinosaurs under the earth. Now we're gonna lose every single one of these. And I think my favorite, for sure, is zombies. The zombie apocalypse. And I think I didn't have this realization until I was sitting on that couch back there. I think it's because in the other ones, I would feel helpless. If there's an asteroid coming, there's nothing I can do to combat that. If there's a nuclear bomb falling, I can try to hide under my desk, like those videos said. But other than that, no. But if there's zombies, that's something I've trained for. That's something I know what to do. So I was thinking about calling this monologue Zombies Can Bite Me, but I thought it was a little too cheesy. And it's only like a half monologue, but I still wanted to share it with you guys tonight. I am not frightened by the zombie apocalypse, and I'll tell you why. I have a 3-point plan. A, I'm prepared. B, I'm faster than I look. C, all you have to do is outlast them. So A, I'm prepared. I have seen every Time of Day of the Dead movie there is. So I'm abreast of current research and analysis. I've beaten Left 4 Dead on Elite. And I always keep a melee weapon with decent reach near my bed. It's actually a piece of a little fence that is kept on tree lawns. It's iron with a ball at the end, so it's got great skull-smashing abilities. Every time I step into a train car or a bus, I assess possible threats and exits. Also, I would not hesitate to amputate or kill a loved one if need be.
The just looked at me.
You're the only one I love.
Good save.
B, honestly, I am faster than I look. I mean, I am no Pietro Maximoff, but I can be surprisingly quick. One time in college, I ran from the cafeteria to my dorm in 39 seconds. And you guys have no idea what my college campus is, but that's really impressive. So I can make a few Z's miss. I can zig, I can zag. I can juke. I played enough Madden where I know how to do the spin move now. C, all you have to do is outlast zombies. Anybody who knows how the human body works knows that movement tears muscle fiber, and then it regrows. That's how exercise works. It regrows stronger. But zombies don't regrow anything. When they get a cut or an eye falls out or a pole goes through them, it stays there forever. They do not regenerate. So all you have to do is wait for them to walk themselves to death. They will eventually just fall apart or dissolve in the rain like the Wicked Witch of the West. So just lock yourself up, get some water, get some rum, and you're going to be great. A zombie epidemic could break out right now, and I know that I would be okay. So stick with me, and I will be your Chris Redfield. Thank you.
If the zombie apocalypse really broke out right now, would you lead us all to safety?
Yeah, anyone who sticks with me, sure.
Okay. I'd stay with you, Joe.
Weird pool thing. I didn't know that's what that was for.